once Gandhi, he started non-cooperation movement, but this Motilal Nehru, father of Jawaharlal and the C.R. Das, etc., when that movement came to a lull, they evolved some other way, responsive cooperation. We shall enter the assembly, all these things, and they capture the local bodies. And whatever the British has given us, self-government, we shall capture that, again continue fight. That policy. But then he told that I have no hope in that. You like, you may do, you may try, but you won't be able to snatch anything from the British in that way. You tried for a few years, but they could not move the British from their position anymore. Then they again went to Gandhi. He will bomb some way to fight with the British. Then when the whole burden was given to his head, he accepted that and he began to think what policy, what method of fight he will begin. Of course, all ahimsa, non-violent. Then one day Rabindranath saw him. The country, the Congress, has given you the charge of leadership to lead the Congress in a particular way so that the British may be compelled to give our desired end. What do you do about that? Gandhi told, I am thinking furiously. And a man like Rabindranath, he pronounced this word, thinking furiously. He is thinking furiously in a taunting tone. But when the result came of the thinking of Gandhi, that showed that he really, it was a furious thinking. He began that salt civil disobedience. Asked the then Viceroy, perhaps Arvind, that the salt is necessary for all. So you abolish the salt tax. For the poor, the poorest of the poor, they also want salt. And you should not put any tax over the only source of the poor. You will show. But for the prestige, she could not do. Then Gandhi told, I want to disobey the salt act. Only with 17 from his ashram, 70, about 70, peacefully they are marching towards salt producing area in Ahmedabad, but the Dandi march. When they are walking, they are going, they are blessed by walking, and very smilingly and encouragingly they are going. Then they began that activity, began to prepare salt for themselves, had to keep distributed. The government ignored in the beginning, but could not. So many, every time, in Bengal, everywhere, this movement began. Everyone goes to the seashore, and they can produce salt, and use that and distribute to the market. Government could not stand idle. They came to oppose, and thereby the fight began. They won't withdraw from that campaign, and they are to punish, whipping, then hammer used to break the peace in this way, and the fire came out in the whole of India. So that Arvind had to make proposal with Gandhi for round table conference. So round table conference was to take place in London. And then something was given, but that was not desirable for them. Again, Gandhi came and began civil disobedience, but the movement was loud, so he had to wait. He went to the jail, then came out, so many things about. Then a strong viceroy, Wellington, was sent here. And Gandhi put to jail for 2 years, all that things. So what I am concerned is thinking furiously. Civil thinking also may have furious color. So Mahaprabhu searching for Krishna was done furiously. There is the thorn in Vendaya, Puri, so that peculiar thorny plants running through the thorny plants. That's Krishna Gaan. One Devadasi is singing about Krishna, and he was too much captured by the tune. He's running through the thorny Govindas, catching him. So furious search for Krishna, without any care for the body or for the circumstance or environment. Searching, furious search. Wholesale search, absolute search. When the absolute is engaged for his own search, that is absolute search. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Gaur-hari-gaur-gaur-hari.
Absolute search for the absolute.
Oh. He himself is charmed by his own beauty. He is directed towards him by his open eye of a devotee. He is looking at him. He is becoming mad himself. And what sort of charm is there? And how unfortunate we are. Not even a small drop for us. Hare Krishna. The charm, the beauty, Sundaram, Anandam, Harman. The Ananda Shabda has been translated by Martino as reality, the beautiful. Ananda, the synonym of Ananda, Satchit Ananda. That Ananda has been translated by Martino, a philosopher. The beautiful. Sundaram. Sundar is Ananda. Beauty is bliss. Hare Krishna. And that beauty is love also. One that can be, the appreciation of beauty proper is love. Love is the most attractive substance in the world, and beauty also, right? Similar. Most attractive, most satisfaction giving. No knowledge, no justice, no power. All like tools, like rubbish. In comparison, the power seeking, the knowledge seeking, that is all rubbish, tasteless. And love has come in comparison to them. They are rooted out, the love, the power. What is power? And what is justice? Knowing who is the judge? what is the benefit, that we shall judge what is good and bad. Do you know what is good and bad? He will give judgment. When love enters the area, everything is paralyzed. All paralyzed. And that love and beauty enters. Please. Mahaprabhu came with that thing, prem, love. Try to acquire a drop of divine love. Hare Krishna, prem, divine.
Mind, if we feel that Krishna does not want to accept our service, then what should we do?
What do you do in other cases? Suppose I am a patient. I am trying so many treatments, but I can't recover. What should we do?
Keep trying.
To select a better doctor. We won't leave it. But we shall go seek and seek, search and search for better medicine, proper medicine and better doctor. That natural, vishaye je priti evi asayama sahi mata priti yog charane tuma. What interest we have got in this mundane wealth, similar interest we may have for him. We are already wasteful to the interest of this mundane world. And we are after that, searching after that. That may be applied in his case also. Untiring inquiry. How I can get back my health? I can't stop it. I generally do not stop it. To recover my health. And the real health is there. We'll get the real health back to God, back to home. To get that health of that membership of that home, we shall try to get back. This badhi, bhava badhi, we are attacked by the mania of enjoyment and salvation. That must be, that is the disease. And that we must save us from all these inclinations in us. And the heart, proper inclination of life, aim of life, duty of life, eternal. Bhumuskrita vadanam bhumiri vabalamana. Tui jata uranam tamiva. When a boy is trying to walk, he is falling on the ground. Again he gets up and again began. So no end of that. It is not avoidable problem. Always the standing problem, eternal, and most comprehensive. We can't avoid it. Anyhow, we must try. By hook or by crook, anyway, we can't but try for a while. Best benefit. We only understand that that is the best benefit. So, automatically everything will come. Just as at present we consider our health is necessary, unavoidably necessary. So I shall have to try my best to keep up my health. That interest must be transferred there. When we will understand how useful for my inner eternal life he is. Gaudhari, 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 Gaudhari. Okay?
Brahmana Vishnu.
Jai Gaudhari, Jai
Gaudhari. Vishnu
Kata Vaila?
Sarenauta.
Sarenauta. Sarenauta. Sarenauta. All right. Is I go.
So, what is the best way to
the only way to import active and passive association? The active association we may get from the sadhu and the saints, and the passive from the books. Sadhu Shastra Kripaya. The oxygen is necessary for the body, so we must place ourselves where oxygen is sufficient. So we want a thing from a particular plane, and of those that are connected with that plane, we must associate with them. Different layers, different plane. So there is a layer of devotion, and I have got also within that, covered within innate layer. And if we want to improve that layer, strengthen, then I must connect the same layer where it can be found through the books, instructions and the association of the sadhu, where he is connected with that layer, that plane. Bhakta samjataya bhakta. Bhakti devotion can be improved only with the help of devotion. Nothing else. Nothing can be transformed into devotion. Devotion is independent. Only devotion can give devotion, devotion can increase devotion, enhance devotion. What is that devotion? Devotion is the heart, at the heart of the devotee. Okay? All
right? Okay. Yeah, I mean, খড়গপুর থেকে মানিক ওই পাহাড়ের মার নাতি আমি এখানে থাকি যে
আমার মামা হয়
দুর্গাপুর থেকে নিয়ে এসছে
মিন্স ডেডিকেশন দ্যাট ইজ দি মোস্ট ফান্ডামেন্টাল লেয়ার অফ দি ইউনিভার্স And we have got also inside, in our fundamental existence, in our fundamental position of our heart, that is bhakti. A fundamental element is devotion. So devotion can be improved by devotion, association with the devotee. That not anything this karma, that energy or knowledge, can be transformed into devotion. It is an independent thing. We have to understand like that. It is most elementary substance, not combined by, not produced by the combination of other things. It is original substance. Maudik. Devotion. The most fundamental is devotion, dedication. Everything is existing on dedication, and that is the most holy and the substantial thing. Durability, Satti, Tamanda. Three grand qualifications are there. It maintains the very existence. Without that, no existence is possible. Dedication, dynamic character of the every part or the whole. every constituent part is dedicating its energy for the whole. In this way, the whole is maintained. That is bhakti, dedicating energy, dedicating atom. And that is the fundamental thing everywhere. All others are outcome like cover. That is substance, that is bliss, that is fulfillment. Everything is there in dedication. And exploitation is the heinous cover, opposite cover, exploitation. And renunciation is like zero, no effect. Renunciation is like zero, not effective. Only it has got some value when withdrawn from exploitation. Exploitation, the negative side of the world and of every unit. Exploitation, shoshan. That is the most undesirable thing found. And renunciation, to give up that exploitation, withdrawal from the negative side. And the real life is in dedication. We can find peace, bliss, fulfillment only in dedication. And dedication is devotion, means bhakti. Bhajan means that, not few formal practices. It is the way, the vibration, and the play of the most fundamental element of the world. We must try to understand that. That is not produced by anything. Everything rather exists on relativity, negative relativity, exploitation. But what is reflection? That is the original aspect of existence, dedication, substantial, and that is true. And this is temporary and so false. Exploitation. Now the present civilization is mad with exploitation. They think that as much as they can exploit, they hold better position. But that is not only false, but reactionary. So we must be cautious of the contamination of the present civilization, which is all exploiting nature. Is that aspect, we must take the help from that plane. If golden part is to be enhanced, we must approach the gold mine. Iron necessary, we must go to the iron mine. If we want water, we must go to the water. Devotion, dedication, this generalized conception of devotion is dedication. And that is divinity. And that is civilization proper. And the Indian varnashram based on that. The ultimate aim is dedication. But they have modified the activities in different way, connecting with that dedication. Varnashrama charvata purushino parapuman Vishnu Dalad Dhati Punsan Nanat Tattu Sukha. Ramanuj quotes from Vishnu Purana. The formalities of Varnasam, which is meant ultimately to give our connection with devotion to Vishnu, Jayam Vishnu Vapnoti, all pervading spirit, Vishnu. The solution for him, die to live, that Hegel's word. Die to live, inspiring, life-giving, hope-giving, die to live. Don't be miser. Don't be miser. Don't be traitor to your own self. Have courage and try to die as you are at present. The inner golden self will come out. Jump into the fire of sacrifice. Yajna means sacrifice, self-giving. Don't be afraid that you will lose everything. Jump into the fire. The unnecessary substance will be finished to ashes. And what cannot be burned by the fire that will come out remain. Oh, die to live. And the reality for himself, know that the whole world only not meant to satisfy you. You are a point in the world. Self-centering, to be self-centered, that is to be tethered to one's own self. Distribute yourself for the whole, and you will find a new life there, eternal peace. Hare Krishna.
You don't have writing. You do have writing.
Yeah, for typewriter correction.
Yes,
but it's over at the moment. Yeah.
No. So when you
Guru Maharaj, is everything? All the actions and reactions in this world, is there the possibility of injustice where one jiva can do something to another jiva and that would be an injustice, or is it just a reaction for some past?
From absolute standpoint, nothing is injustice. And from the relative position, there is injustice and reaction. From the absolute standpoint, everything is lila. And you must have to attain that consciousness. Then you will be relieved of all those misgivings. When the self-interest ego will be dissolved completely, then everything is all right. And that is possible only in the case of dedication, life of dedication. Dedication in its final stage will find the full harmony everywhere. Suppose in an army, the general asking a particular group advance, they are sure to death. As in the first batch, the victory is long in the backside victory. But when the first batch is jumping into the battlefield, they think the injustice towards us. After the war is finished, they will rejoice. and we are giving the life. The first batch of this army, they will think it is injustice to us. Why you shall go first, why not the other? From the interest, partial interest, it will be seen injustice, but there is no room in the unity. They will have to think that die to live for the cause of the nations, cause we must approach first. Otherwise everyone will say, why I shall go? So, die to live. They are giving their life forever, they are gone. But in the nation's history, they have got a portion, a history, they will occupy a glorious portion. Otherwise, unity cannot stand. Why we should go first on the warfield, battlefield? Then the martial law is there. They will be finished. Disobey will be dealt with capital punishment. Die to live. A living army cannot do so. But a diseased army, there may be some revolt. Why the Sikhs will go first and not the Jat. Just as government has not constructed any Bengali regiment, because in the First Great War, the Bengali regiment revolted against the commander. So Bengali soldiers, they are put into different groups. Amongst the Jats, among the Sikhs, among the Gurkha, not any independent, because revolted once. The punishment is still continuing, though the country is independent. So death to this material life, it is not be all and end all of everything. They will live in the history, life after death. It is material example, but in the spiritual world, no annihilation is possible. Everything is eternal. So there is no question of such dark future. But those that will sacrifice, they will be rewarded with remuneration, which is nothing that love. So we must understand that devotion can increase devotion, nothing else. Then we have to find out where is that devotion and what type of devotion. Devotion also, there is sadhan bhakti, bhava bhakti, prema bhakti, there is vidhi bhakti, raga bhakti. So many classes in devotion. So we have to find out, just as a part of your television lost and you are wandering throughout the length and breadth of India and you don't get that part to repair it. So the similar place is necessary market to repair it. So devotion is not found anywhere and everywhere. You must have to go where the devotion is, and anyhow to get help from there. Where is that devotion? This raga bhakti, vidhi bhakti, this bhakti, that bhakti. Hare Krishna. And to associate, that association is also not with the temperament of exploitation or renunciation, only with dedicating mentality that we can come to the higher things. Tat viddhik pranipateno paripasena srivaya. If we, at all we want, we hanker for the association of the higher existence. Where is God? Where is Brahma? Where is Paramatma? They are already mentioned in the books, we find. But we can't see, we can't feel. Yes, it is there. If you like, you must go there. I want to see Kanchenjunga, Mount Everest. Is it possible for to see from here? I must have to approach. So this means how to go? You will go by first train, then by this and that, and then go. So tat viddhi pranipateno paripasneno sevaya. How we can go there? First pranipat, surrender, paripasno, honest inquiry, and seva, all important factor. To serve him, not to capture him and take here, and engage the God for my service, or my, for the service of my family, or country, or anywhere. Is not the object of that. Is the highest order substance. He has got his dignity, his efficiency, everything. If I like to serve him, then I can try to meet him. He won't come to serve me. The king won't come to serve me. If I have got necessity for him, that I must go there for to satisfy his will, to obey him. Otherwise, I won't be allowed any interview there. Entrance is far off. No interview will be possible. If I want that I shall get a god in my pocket and use him to serve my mundane purpose. That is suicidal thinking, no meaning, rather bad reaction. God is God. He is all perfect and he is absolute. And if we are to get him, then we must go to him. We must go to mountain to see. Mountain won't come to see me, to be shown to me. He is there. He has such necessity, I must go, abiding by the rules that are necessary to go there. Paripat, paripasno, seva. Such attitude is necessary to go to him. We will be able to go. Anyone qualified with such attitude may go and find him, is there. How is he? Sabdhi parijanishma is super subjective. We cannot find even our own self. Even we cannot trace what is mind within us. What is the capacity of the eye, the ear, that also we do not know finally. They are working with me, my eyes, ears, all this tongue. Then the mind is within, the impulse, our propensity, our desire to get something and to dismiss something, and the faculty of judgment is within the buddhi, to reason, this is good, this is bad, within us, we cannot finally get touch of that faint element. And then above there is soul proper, and then the super soul, and then the source of all souls. Just as the earth is the source of so many dust, just as the sun, source of so many rays, light. So it is there, from which some little knowledge is in this world, and shows so many miracles. The Einstein, the Newton, they have come with very small acquaintance of that universal knowledge world, and is beyond knowledge. They are discovering this thing, that thing, but that is already there. No credit. They are discovering, Newton, Einstein, they are this invention, discovery, but not creating. Whatever they are discovering, that is already there. So many wonders. So many wonderful things already there. The scientists, they are only taking out from the from unknown to known to this particular section, and already they are there, and many, many other wonderful things are there in the universal mind or in the universal intelligence, the plane of intelligence universal, the plane of soul universal. In this way, the creation is going up higher and higher. As in the objective world, the water, the water, the air, the water, the heat, the earth, the stone, so many developed things of on the objective world. So in the subjective world are differentiation of different type, subjective world, soul, super soul. সিঁড়িতে পার করে দিয়ে আসবো সো ইফ উই ওয়ান্ট টু আওয়ার ডিভোশনাল অ্যাসপেক্ট উইদিন উই হ্যাভ টু ফাইন্ড আউট দিস সিমিলার থিং হোয়ার ক্যান বি ফাউন্ড. And by the association of that, we can improve my that part of existence. Hare Krishna. Jai Guru Hari. সবই পুংসাং পর ধর্ম যত ভক্তি অধুক সহজে অহৈতুক প্রতিহতা জয়াত্মা সম্প্রসীদতি ভাগবত সবই পুংসাং পর ধর্ম. দ্যাট ইজ দি হাইয়েস্ট ডিউটি অফ এভরি সোল যত ভক্তি অধুক সহজে দেয়ার